Over in r/quen_ai, users are reacting with absolute astonishment to latest model metrics. A post titled Quen 3.827b scores 52 on AA highlights that the model achieves the reasoning tier of GPT 5.6 Luna at max reasoning, with users noting it sits just 1 point below GLM 5.2 and DSV 4 Pro. Commenters exclaimed, "Holy moly," and noted how incredible it is for a sub-30 billion parameter open weights model. Meanwhile, anticipation spiked when a post announced QWEN 3.8-35BA3B spotted on ModelScope. Although the page was quickly taken down, sparking debate that it was merely a commit typo with client-side placeholders, users flooded the thread to discuss hardware expectations, wondering how well it would run on 16GB of VRAM. In hardware performance news, a user shared a successful setup running Quen 3.8-27B at 160K context on a single RTX 4090. Achieving 47 to 57 tokens per second with full GPU offload alongside an entire local AI stack for video, audio, and image generation. While some purists in the comments scrutinized the use of Q4KV caching, the technical achievement stunned the community. However, a sobering update arrived when a user noted that a Quen dev says not to wait for 35BA3B, leading to intense community speculation about alternative denser mixture of expert sizing, with some predicting a potential model in the 122 billion parameter class instead. Transitioning to r/SEO, professionals are tackling foundational strategy and algorithmic shifts. A user asked about EAT where I don't have the authority, specifically starting a recipe blog without formal culinary education. Top commenters demystified Google's guidelines, explaining that EAT is for human quality raters rather than an algorithmic ranking dial, and that ranking relies on matching user intent, unique angles, and targeted low-competition search queries. Another discussion centered on what to ask or look for in an SEO director after a business spent 7 months with an underperforming agency. Advice poured in recommending practical interview tasks, such as analyzing a lagging competitor in the same niche. Meanwhile, a bootstrap B2B video editing agency owner shared frustration in a post titled "Technically Solid Site, Decent Content, Still Stuck on Page 3 for Every Commercial Keyword." Community veterans responded with a heavy dose of reality, explaining that technical cleanliness only means a site is crawlable, and that free tools attracting generic traffic won't move the needle for commercial B2B service pages without genuine authority building and targeted relationship-driven SEO. Finally, a debate erupted in AIO Lost Traffic Analysis, where webmasters discussed whether Google's AI overviews and recent core updates have plummeted click-through rates, with many noting that sites maintaining high rankings are nevertheless seeing steep drops in organic traffic because users no longer need to click through. Over in r/StableDiffusion, the community is thoroughly exploring the capabilities of the new Minimax H3 model. A massive post titled "Using H3 as a Character Reference Sheet Generator" demonstrated how a user leveraged H3's multi-image reference feature, supporting up to 9 images, to take suboptimal reference pictures and generate a complete 360-degree character sheet for consistent future video generations. Technical benchmarks followed in Minimax H3 Ref 2VA with 5060 Ti 16GB, detailing precise hybrid parameter choices in Turbo LoRAS to achieve stunning cinematic outputs. HumorMed Advanced Generation in MinMax, it does House MD pretty well, featuring a 7-second cinematic scene where Gregory House leans on his cane and confronts Itachi Uchiha in a hospital hallway, prompting hilarious comments like, "It's never chakra disruption." Another viral post introduced eye makeup, bringing surreal comedic elements to the platform. Lastly, a creator posted a follow-up to my 6-minute TNG video, showcasing massive workflow improvements in continuity and consistency for Star Trek fan films. Commenters marveled at the output. "Feels like a real episode," declaring that AI video generation is rapidly approaching holodeck-esque territory.